Kevin Turner joins us on Sports Byline, the former NFL fullback who played 8 seasons in the league, the first 3 with New England, who drafted him. The second 5 was spent with the Philadelphia Eagles after playing his college ball at the University of Alabama, and he has been diagnosed with ALS. Turner's arms don't work well, his hands even less, and doctors have told him that his speech probably will be the next thing to go. And you have even said, Kevin, it's quite a different way of life. It's pretty embarrassing. And you and others, doctors, believe that it has something to do with you playing football. And I'm just wondering whether you've become another casualty of the game of football.
Well, of course, we don't, I guess, some people would say we don't know that 100%. But I tell you, there's a lot of very good evidence that shows that we've, just now getting to, really, with the help of, Dr. McKee and Kristen Winsky and all those guys in the brain bank, that we're starting to find out a lot of things that we didn't know just 10 years ago. And you think about it, though, I call myself ignorant a lot, and I think a lot of us were. To pretend that we could put that kind of abuse on our brains, because no matter what kind of helmet you got, your brain still has some room in there, and it's going to hit your skull when you're running at a rate of speed, then suddenly stopped. It's not helmets or anything like that. We're just, not paying attention to the right things, and whereas it used to be, you blew your knee out. I remember I blew my knee out. I had 9 months of the most intense therapy and training and best doctors and therapists that you could find, and you know what, my knee is great today, but I got knocked silly in a couple of games. And where I didn't even remember, being out there, but yet I don't remember, doing anything for that. As soon as we came to, as soon as you could remember your name, where you lived, and what you were doing, you were fine to go back in. But, such a vital organ, I think a lot of other people were really ignorant to the fact that, when you don't start not remembering things and you don't remember the last 30 minutes, and there might be an injury there that we need to look at this a little further.
You say that of two concussions that you suffered, one when you were with the Patriots against the Bengals, but the other one that you talk about happened with the Eagles. And tell the story about talking to Bobby Hoying, your quarterback.
Yeah, I was... I was on the kickoff return team in the middle back there, setting the wedge, and the last thing I remembered was, getting my guy in my sights and just heading right for him. And then the next thing I remember after that was just standing on the sideline. Just kind of looking around, and even though the place looked familiar to me, it was the strangest feeling, because I remember, it wasn't a joke. I was asking Bobby, I said, Bobby, it's going to sound strange, but where are we? Are we in Green Bay? I knew we were playing Green Bay. I said, are we in Green Bay or Philly? And how are we doing? turns out it was, I think it was tied up 3-3 in the, just about the end of the first quarter or, beginning of the second quarter. And, doctor came over, obviously, Bobby was smart enough to go get a doctor and, did a few, sideline tests, and he did, hold me out for a series or two, But I think I only played one series of downs in the second quarter. But going to halftime, they, looked me over a little bit. And, come out third quarter, fourth quarter, play the whole game. I think we might have gone to overtime that game, but it was. And I didn't think about that a whole lot at the time. I didn't think about it a whole lot until, about really just here recently, about probably a couple of years ago.
Kevin, let me ask you a question, and that is that I've talked to an awful lot of players that have had, after their careers are over, with various maladies. I mean, everybody knows it's a contact collision sport. The body is not made to do that, so at some point you're going to have to pay the piper. But you are the first professional football player or football player of any type that has said it was not worth it. I mean, everybody else has told me if I had it to do over again, I would do it. And yet you said if they would have come to me and said, I've seen the future, this is what happens, of course I would stop playing immediately. What is it that allows somebody to do that, to play the game? I mean, everybody goes into it, especially now. Everybody knows that, this is going to happen. You're going to have injuries. What allows somebody to do that?
Well, when I was referring to that, I said, if somebody knew, 100% this is what's going to happen to you, but of course, I would shut it down. But, the things I was willing that I know, like you say, and like a lot of fans and a lot of people who watch the game, these guys get paid very well for what they do, and, they know there's a risk, and granted, I did. I realized I knew several things. I'll tell you what I didn't realize, and what I think a lot of guys didn't realize is the damage that it does to your psyche or your brain, and which we all know is probably the most complicated and yet efficient machine in the universe, but. That is something I never took into account. And like I say, I feel ignorant now that I didn't. But, it wasn't talked about. All you ever heard was, I knew I'd probably be limping around when I'm 45, 50. Bad knees, bad hips, bad back, bad shoulder, all that stuff, all those things. And, that was something you had to give up or, you had to really take care of. But, I was just, amazed that in, the 1990s, that we, didn't know more. About the brain, or I know I would hear stories about lots of different guys, after football, and there was they struggle with this or struggle with that. They're now living under a bridge somewhere, and I used to say, how could that happen? You just couldn't imagine. But after what I've gone through the last 10 years. I can kind of see it now. I think it's been going on for a long time. We just haven't recognized it.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. You alluded to the fact that you understood that you were going to have shoulder, back, and knee problems and everything else. Everybody goes through that because of the type of game that football is. But even that seemed to be acceptable to you and others. And I'm not trying to pick on you or anything.
Yeah, it was. It's something that, of course, now it's hard to get into everyone's mind, but I can go back to when I was 23, 25, 28 years old, and in the best shape of my life, and you can't really imagine your body at that time to not be like it is. It's kind of hard to explain, but you said, what do you mean won't be able to, hurt and get out of bed? I hurt. little bit now, get out of bed. But it's just that you're in such good shape, and your training and all that, just you can't visualize yourself being that way, I think. And you can't picture what it's like to live that way. I know I'm the extreme with ALS, but, I mean, you know, I never would have imagined not being able to unzip my pants to, you know, go to the restroom or something like that. And I can't put my thumb and forefinger together. And it's just this thing you just can't imagine that your body would not do.
Kevin, hold on just a second. We'll take a break here, come back on the other side. We're talking with Kevin Turner, former NFL fullback who played in the league for 8 seasons, and now he has ALS. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.